Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thanks, and I'm excited to talk about our topic today.
Yeah, I, as people who listen to the show regularly know, I'm very much Irish. That was my second home. Growing up, it still is. I have a forest there on our family's land, and land that goes back to the 1800s. And we went there to reconnect with cousins we haven't seen in a long time. And also to see how the trees are doing. They're now 26. Well, some are 37 years old. Others are 26 years old. And agriculture, though, has changed quite a bit in Ireland.
Even since the last time we were there, which was 2018. And, Ed, I've heard so much from you about your Irish experience growing up. And then when I first met your cousins and, again, got to see them this time, I'm glad you've got them because all of my people over there are dead, I think. So,
unknown.
Unknown. I'm sure they're all over the place. Hey, Burns family, if you're
listening.
If you're an Irish Burns.
Yeah. But yeah, when I was a kid there, and even into the 80s, everybody grew potatoes. Every family had cabbage and carrots and lettuce and other vegetables. Nobody had tomatoes. You can't really grow tomatoes in Ireland unless you're doing it in a polytunnel, you know?
Greenhouse. Thing, yeah.
So, but it has changed so much. And it's a little sad to me. Actually, it's a lot sad to see that those traditional types of people sustaining themselves have been traded in for, you know, paychecks and purchasing food at local markets. Again, that said, Ireland is still very much, it's much more, I want to say old-fashioned than we are. You know, they don't have these huge mega stores. There are Walmarts in every town.
We when we went to Sligo, we saw a McDonald's.
That's right.
And
yeah.
We saw, I forget, a Best Buy or something. I forget
really?
What it was. Maybe not a Best Buy.
Yeah.
Some box store.
Yeah.
And it made me sad. But the thing I really appreciated about visiting, and we stayed in County Roscommon, which is
the best county in Ireland.
Also sort of the Iowa of Ireland.
Minus the good soil.
Boy, the grazing is fantastic.
Grazing
great. And what I liked so much was that the heart of Ireland is really, really strong there, meaning that people connect with each other. They stay connected with each other, with their families, with their friends, with their neighbors, and in the rural spaces, where it's pretty much where we spent all of our time, people knew what their neighbors were up to and could contact them at a moment's notice. We had the fun experience where your cousin Kathleen and her family lived. We went out to get the car ready to go, and there were 6 cattle on the road, and I felt like I was back in Southwest Ireland.
It is a small road.
Yes.
And the funniest part, we blocked their passage, and while my cousin tried to figure out whose cattle they were, and while she was trying to figure that out, they started eating her plastic flowers.
Right off the fence.
Nobody should ever have plastic flowers. Sorry, Kathleen.
Oh, but they're a very bright spot on the fence,
and the
Kathleen.
Cattle thought they were good, but they did kind of give up on them after a while.
Spit them out. I was worried they would choke. But it was so fun. So I felt like I was back in rural Harlan, Iowa, or even rural Jasper County, and I've spent most of my life in rural places. Cattle get out, sheep get out. You've got to figure out whose they are, get them somewhere safe, and it was a lot of fun to herd those cattle into the pasture.
Well, we actually herded them into the wrong field.
Well,
we didn't know any better.
She never found out whose they were yet.
We thought at that point that they were connected to that farmer, but
okay.
Wrong field. Anyway.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. And speaking of the cattle, your other cousin, Claire, and her family, they have a farm, and they recently had 2 different baby calves, one little boy calf and one little girl calf. So guess what their names are now?
Ed and Kathy.
Yes.
Guess which one's going to be marketed after about 2 years?
little Eddie doesn't have as long a lifespan as little Kathy.
Right.
So it was great fun to just just drive around the countryside, and yes, those roads are narrow, and visit people. And we visited so many people. And then one of my favorite experiences was, because I had never done this the last time we were there, was just go out for a pint at the local pub. And
there's a lot of pubs. This is the one that's out in the country.
Yes, it's just on a country road.
Near our family's farms, homes. Yeah, and it was great. And they had a nice, the piano was in tune. That was awesome.
And you got
to
play
that, yeah. Yeah, and then I played some Irish stuff, some improv, and I played a Chopin nocturne, and the bartender said, that's the first time we've ever had a Chopin be performed here in a pub.
That's right.
Anyway, we had a great time. But, I was sad to see agriculture having changed so much, and that point was kind of driven home when we went to get back on the plane. And we'd had a hard time getting tickets on this plane. In mm-hmm. fact, we were not able to get seats together.
We were on opposite
sides of the plane. And who do we blame for this?
Farm Bureau.
True story.
They were all on I will call it a field trip. Some of the members and a guest were dozens and dozens of them, and there were numerous planes
over 100 on our plane.
Iowa Farm Bureau folks.
Iowa and other states.
And
too,
other states, yeah. Okay. And I sat next to one of them on the plane. I think you might have too. But
yeah, I did. I have my own Farm Bureau couple that I sat
yeah.
next to.
Well, this lady told me
very nice people.
About the trip that they took to a potato farm. And I thought, oh, good, people are growing potatoes. And it was a giant industrial potato farm in Tipperary where I don't even think they were allowed to go where the potatoes were growing because of some security thing. Or
Biosecurity. Yeah.
So that to me struck me as not very Irish at all, where they're growing the potatoes. But you have to have potatoes, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, but it's a shift. I mean, there's always, and you have this everywhere, talk about what are we going to do to create jobs?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the place that I, where my uncles are from, where I spent time as a kid and where we still have trees. And they used to be, it's a hamlet of about maybe 10 homes, I think. Mm-hmm. And there used to be 20, 25 jobs, of people who had jobs working.
In that tiny area.
Now there's one.
And
one left.
And there's about one resident left, too.
Well, yeah, I said one resident, one job. And, so we've traded, it's a trade-off. Mm-hmm. We've created new jobs in data centers, maybe, but we've lost all these jobs in rural communities, and that's not unique to Ireland at all.
It's happening here, too. Anyway, it was a great trip, Ed. Thank you for sharing your family with me once again.
Well, I'm just glad you behaved yourself for a change.
Well, I try.
Hey, thanks, Kathy.